We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. My Music is a panel game of sorts. The score doesn't matter very much, but the casting is tremendously important. So, meet our contestants John Amis and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And we begin not unnaturally with the first round. John Amis, an instrument, a wind instrument, what is its name? Instrument, John?
There is presumably one instrument they're playing. Mm. Well, I think it's what Sir Christopher Wren used to call a chest of whistles.
It's a lovely expression, a chest of whistles.
No,
there is an organ. An organ accompaniment.
The oldest.
Reed pipe.
No, the something pipes.
Pan pipes. Pan pipes.
The pan pipes.
Is it played by Jimmy Galway?
No, played by Gheorghe Zamfir. Romanian pan pipes.
Lovely noise.
Wasn't it lovely? Wasn't yes.
It nice.
Yes. A theme from Picnic at Hanging Rock. Yes, that's right.
Oh, I think, charming.
John, I think since so much help, half a mark. Frank, some introductions are so well known that they're almost better known than the verses that follow. So your question is simply, what follows this?
It's lovely, sort of operetta-ish.
Yes. It's the introduction to something, and curiously enough, it's thematically completely unlinked, as far as I can tell, with what follows.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank
but
you.
It's a very well-known introduction, Frank. This is what immediately follows. Listen. So, for half a mark, Frank, the title...
Ilya, my Ilya, oh, witch of the wood. Glad
yes,
don't... I'm for you just...
Yes, Vilya, yes, Annalisa Rottenberger singing it.
What about... Oh, sorry. What about a system of extra marks if you can stop Frank singing?
You're right, I will give myself an extra mark if I can stop Frank singing.
Silence bonus.
Yes, the silence.
I'm not allowed to sing at home, at least I'm...
Ian, your turn. Pay no attention over there. Ian, familiar, lightish music, what is it?
It's lightish, Tchaikovsky-ish.
Yes.
Eugene Onegin-ish.
Yes, that's
Waltz-ish.
Right. Waltz-ish. Yes, the waltz from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. Or as a Kent listener heard it described in an opera box office, Eugene Onegin.
I heard it at Glyndebourne, and somebody said to me, well, Eugene Onegin.
On yet again, yes. Dennis, what is the name of this soloist?
That's the same instrument as in John's.
Fine, group. So what's the name of the soloist? I mentioned it.
You're just trying to make sure I paid attention.
Yes, I am, that's right. Yes, did
I
you?
I don't remember. No, I know his Christian name was a variation on George.
Yes.
But it wasn't George.
Something like gramophone.
Yeah,
it was like... Gheorghe... Gheorghe.
Gheorghe, yes.
Gheorghe. Well, you get half a mark, don't you, for
yeah,
Gheorghe? Zamfir.
Zamfir, yeah. I must remember Gheorghe Zamfir. Right out 50 times.
Yeah. Z-A-M-F-I-R. All the questions in this next round begin with the words, which composer And then follows some rather offbeat information about him. So, John, you first. Which composer murdered his wife and her lover, or at any rate arranged for them to be murdered?
Gesualdo.
Yes.
Prince of Venosa.
Carlo Gesualdo, Prince of Venosa.
All right.
1560 to 1613. Good mark for you there.
Well,
Frank,
can we finish with the easy questions?
Yes.
Let's have the difficult ones.
Frank, which composer wrote a book called How to Enjoy Your Operation?
You're on your own, Fred.
Dr. Arne Aesthetic.
That's so good. I'm going to give you a mark for that.
Who wrote the...
It was actually somebody that you and I were talking about briefly just before we came on stage to do this show. It's the only name of a composer I mentioned to you in the last half hour.
It was Other People's Babies.
Yes.
Vivian Ellis.
Vivian Ellis it was, who wrote How to Enjoy Your Operation. And
why did he write
other...
that? It must have had an operation. And
oh, yes, but he's written all other amusing books. How to Lose Money on the Stock Exchange and things like that. That's not the right title. But How to Enjoy Your Operation was one of his best, I think.
Of all the marvellous songs that Vivian Ellis wrote, I can perhaps claim to be a person who has a special one that he did for me.
I know.
And it goes... I remember Venice with its famous brown lagoon and dreary gondolieri singing Verdi out of tune. I still recall the ball where all you wore were three large shells. Yes, I remember Venice. But give me Tunbridge Wells.
Lovely. Ian, which composer, who was professionally speaking a chemist, was the illegitimate son of a prince?
Ah, a chemist. Yes. That's Borodin.
Borodin, yes. He was the illegitimate son of a Tatar prince, Luka Gedeonov.
I'll take your word for that.
Be informed. You've got the mark.
Cream of tartar, presumably. The chemist.
Apparently, Borodin only used to write when he was ill, because he was so busy with his chemistry when he was up and out of bed. Yeah. And so his musical friends used to say, "How are you, Borodin? Not too well, I hope."
Because it meant he was writing Prince Igor or something, yes. Dennis, which composer was the son of the president's butler?
Georgi Zampier.
I'm bitterly disappointed to have to say no.
Oh, well, I'm never going to use the name again. I don't know which composer was the son of the president's butler.
Well, the president's butler worked in the White House. Anybody in the audience know? It was Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington's father was a butler at the White House.
Oh, I knew he was born in Washington, but I should have...
I once interviewed Duke Ellington on a television programme a long time ago. It was an ad-lib, impromptu interview, but we'd arranged that I should eventually ask him if he'd like to play us a few bars of the piece he dedicated to Princess Margaret. Princess Blue, remember? And he said, oh, sure, I'll be okay, you know. So we had this great chat. And then when I got the time cue from the people concerned... I said, now, Duke, you know, you wrote a piece for Princess Margaret. Play us a few bars. And he said, oh, sure, sure. And he turned around to the piano and he went... and so on. It's quite clear to him and to me that he'd completely forgotten how this composition of his went. And he played for about 40 seconds like that and stopped, and everybody applauded in the studio audience, and I never had one letter from anybody pointing out that he hadn't remembered his own composition. Well, on to the next round. I'm going to ask John and Frank to name the first four tunes in my piano medley, and Ian and Dennis to name the second four. The initial letters, gentlemen, of the eight titles spell out the name of a composer, who incidentally wrote the seventh of the eight tunes. So, here's the medley.
Georgi Zampier.
Here's the medley.
perhaps the medley. Right. Here's my medley. Let's have the first four titles, John and Frank.
Charleston.
Yeah,
Charleston.
Charleston.
I can't do the feet.
Yes. Charleston, thank you. Half a mile.
Home on the range.
Yes. Next one.
I'll bunk be loving you, bunk, bunk, always.
Three, one, two, three, yes, always is right.
The fourth is a bit sneaky.
Was it? I feel grumpy, and I feel grumpy.
No, no, you're way ahead. No, you're you're three songs ahead.
There's a little one about three notes.
It was this.
Because.
Big horse.
Because what?
I love you.
Yes, because I love you, I'll give you that. Right, 2 marks out of 2.
Chubbly.
Over to the other side, Ian and Dennis. 4 more songs, please.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Yes, thank you.
I feel pretty.
I feel pretty, yes.
Yeah. España.
By somebody or other, yes. And... Yes.
Chabrier.
Yes.
Remember
and the last song, Remember Me. Therefore, the composer, C-H-A-B-R-I-E-R, Chabrier. And everybody from that round has got full marks. A simple round coming up next. Simply, what have they in common? John, curiosity, impatience, and frozen rigidity. Turn them into German if you want to.
Curiosity.
Yes, impatience.
Ungeduld.
Yes, and frozen rigidity.
Gefrorene.
Frozen rigidity was the other one. What are they all? They're all something or other.
They're song titles.
Yes, by...
Well, Ungeduld is by Schubert.
So are the others. So they're all Schubert songs.
Very good, lad.
Very good. Again, Frank, what have they in common? Judd Conlon, John McCarthy, Norman Luboff.
Norman Luboff runs a choir.
Uh-huh.
So do they all.
So do they all. That's right. The Judd Conlon singers, John McCarthy and so on. Norman Luboff, yes. Ian, again, what have they in common? Metastasio, Boito and Lorenzo da Ponte.
Oh, it's operatic librettists.
Yes, they all said, we wrote the lyrics, didn't they? Yes, that's right. Yes, for really all the great operas between them, pretty well. Dennis, again, what are they in common? Bora Minevich, Morton Fraser, and when a schoolboy, me.
You?
Me, yes.
Oh, I didn't know about that. there was an act called Bora Minevich and his harmonica rascals.
That's right.
Morton Fraser was a colourable imitation of it, called Morton Fraser and his harmonica gang. And I suppose at one time there was Steve Race and his harmonica hussars or something.
Steve Race and his harmonica Tic Tac Men.
Yeah.
Yes. Or Lincolnshire Poachers. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that came into it. That was our repertoire, actually, the Lincolnshire Poachers, as I recall. You got the mark, anyway. It isn't only in our day that popular songs are about love. I've been listening to some of the old music hall favourites and not-so-favourites, and I found 4 songs which are about kissing. And fairly hot stuff they are. I was absolutely staggered, as I think you may be. In each case, I want to know, please, who the singer was. John, this is a song about what a girl says after she's been kissed.
As a rule, I'm not cheap, and my kisses I keep for my parents, my dog, and my cat. Bar a few grenadiers and the Welsh Fusiliers. It's the first time I've ever done that.
John, did you recognise the voice?
Is it George Robey?
Yes, Sir George Robey gets your mark. George Robey, it's the first time I've ever done that.
Did you say?
Frank, yours is a more recent person. It's a gentleman singing about his weathercock.
My superstition is the weathercock, and I take it with me everywhere I go. I once went over to Paris for a holiday last year. My weathercock as well, how have you know? It caused a big sensation in the cafe where I dined, and on the boulevard a girl one day said, I parley boo wee wee. I said yes, but not with me. Calls me weathercock, turn round the other way.
Frank.
Honest idea.
He got away, yes. Pretty elaborately set up. There it was, the last line.
It was a surprisingly high voice in song of Max Miller.
Yes, that's right. Max Miller. Yes. Ian, this song takes place in a courtroom. The judge is examining the plaintiff in a pretty hat. And by the way, it's not trial by jury. Oh. Was it against your inclination, asks the judge.
Was it against your inclination that he kept you out so late? No, your lordship, the poor girl cried, it was up against the garden gate.
Absolutely beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. Do you know her name?
And a super singer and marvellous diction.
Marvellous, yeah. Yes, you
and
had
I
to have
the
songs like that.
That I don't know who she is.
M.K. initials.
Oh, Mary Kendall.
Mary Kendall.
Says my friend. Yes.
Well, only after M.K.
But you wouldn't want a mark for that.
No, I wouldn't.
Mary Kendall. It was singing. Oh, said the judge, be careful. Dennis, I've made yours difficult because you have a professional knowledge of these old stars and you've interviewed many of them. I wonder if you've met this chap. I did actually see him once, I think, on the stage.
Oh, kiss me, good night, yours. That was all she seemed to say. He kissed her and kissed her, but he'd never go away. Till the neighbors all shouted from the windows overhead. Oh, kiss her, good night, George, and we'll all get off to bed.
That was Billy Danvers.
Billy Danvers.
No, yes, sister, right. Yeah.
Did you ever meet him?
No. Well, he I think he died while he was on. He died while he was on tour with the Thanks for the Memory show? Mm. I remember he used to bill himself as Billy Danvers, cheeky, chubby, and cheery.
Yes, I saw him at the Theatre Royal Nottingham long years ago. Here's an engaging piece of music composed, as it happens, in the year of my birth. Listen, and then tell us what you would have called it.
1812 over.
No. you are excused guard duty for the next half hour. Having got that off his chest, let's hear the music. This is for all four of you. John,
did you write it, Steve?
No, I didn't. No, would that I had.
The year of his birth.
I didn't write it.
I mean, that's carrying him from prodigy too far. Isn't it?
I was pretty precocious, but not that precocious, John.
Cried.
No, I didn't write it. Never mind who did. What would you call it?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but a very irreverent and rather rude answer would be the title of that show that was on in London some time ago, A Load of British Rubbish.
You think it's British, though?
Yes, it's not really rubbish, but...
No, it's not.
Can't tell any more from that.
Well, we shall see. Frank? What do you call it?
It had a kind of light-hearted, almost sort of expectancy about it.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
I would have thought... Entry of the Tea Trolley or the Dance of the Civil Servants.
Yes. Well, very nicely for me. Ian, any thoughts?
If it hadn't been written in the year of your birth and had been written more recently, I would have said it was a sort of the jogger's anthem. These people who run for their health and at varying speeds.
Yes, I rather like the pictorial nature of that. Dennis, what did you think of Martha Gordon?
It didn't really do anything to me. It didn't have any kind of programmatic value to me, except it had a sort of industrial feel. And I would probably have called it Workers' Playtime and then been told, no, there's something existing.
Yes, it's already been done.
So then I would have said, no, West Side Story. And, and they'd have settled for that.
Yes. Well, I didn't think it was particularly programmatic. It was written by Sir Arnold Bax, and it was called The Happy Forest.
Well, that's industrial, yeah.
Yes, industrial.
When you sign this petition.
the four party pieces. Since there are more songs about love than about anything else, that's no surprise that all the four final songs in the programme today are love songs. One, two, three, four love songs coming up of various kinds. John, of all the musical settings of O Mistress Mine, one of the most engaging is surely the one by Roger Quilter.
Yes.
We'll both have a little go at this, right?
All right.
Mistress mine, where are you roaming? Oh, come and hear your true love's coming, that can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting, the journey's end in lovers meeting. Every wise man's son doth know. Tis love, tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. Then come kiss me, sweet and twenty. Love's a stuff will not endure, nor mistress mine, where are you roaming?
The marvellous thing about that lyric is it's crammed with quotations.
Yes, it is.
It's got about nine play titles.
Yeah, I wish I got them right. Journey's End.
Yeah. Frank, Clarice Maine had a song about having been a good little girl. I was a good little girl.
May I transpose the six?
Oh, well, indeed, yes. I'll give you a...
I was a good little boy till I met you. You set my head in the whirl, my poor heart too. Oh, how you told me the tale, you always do. I was a good little boy till I met you.
Dennis, your turn next. The girl in the little green hat.
Bum, bum, well, it's not a love song. It's a kind of geography test. There's a lake in the park. There's a house by the lake. There's a girl in the house in the lake by the park. And the girl in the house by the park in the lake is the girl in the little green hat.
Well remembered. Ian, there won't be a dry eye in the Shalimar as you tell us about the pale hands you loved. All right.
The favourite.
Pale hands.
Oh, I'm going to start again.
That's the thing all singers dread, you know. You start off and there's that little something lingering down there and it just appears.
Pale hands I loved beside the Shalimar. Where are you now? All lies beneath your spell. Whom do you lead on rapture's roadway far? Before you agonize them in farewell,
Kashmiri Songs, the last song for this edition, but it's a victory, in case you'd like to know. Nevertheless, for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.